Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're broadcasting live from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, all 180 square feet of it here. We are social distancing,
that's
though,
right.
Don't worry. And we are right next to Fisherman's Landing, overlooking the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet that's raring to go when
yes.
we are, right?
Yes,
when the things you watch, when things turn oh. on, that those docks are going to be a buzz.
I think that's the reason we're all so freaked out, is we just know how good the opportunity
oh,
is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously we're all going to do our part, and we're going to respect the order, and we're not going to go until it's time to go, but man, it's here. I mean, that,
yeah.
that fish is here, and it's within local range,
yeah.
and it's biting, and the
yeah.
grade is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I know that...
It's within 25 miles.
Yeah, the fish that's been caught has been 50 to 100 pounds. That it's
yeah.
biting well, and our fleet, like you say, they are ready to roll. And the one thing that I thought was cool, you know, when we heard from Ken Frankie, is that a lot of our fleet is getting all of their maintenance, which would be normally done later in the season. They're getting it done now. The Coast Guard is still inspecting all the boats, so there will be nothing to slow us down. When the bar drops, it's on.
Yeah, it's on for sure. Well, we have Sean and Kristen from FP Gourmet and Fisherman's Processing talking about what's better than right now than having a great meal at
yeah.
home, right? And that's what we're talking about, great preparation meals at home. And what a great prize we're giving away today, too, right?
Yeah, you're not kidding. Talk about having a great meal. You have the tools to do it, and that's both with the Fish Pro Series knives from Anza Knives, a Fisherman's Processing collaboration with Anza. At the end of the show today, we are giving away a 10-inch Fish Pro Series Anza knife. Literally the best knife you could put in your hands when it comes to cutting your fish, or those Anza Fish Pro Series knives. In addition to that, a 3-pack of those great rubs. And, you know, I know Sean and Kristen have such an amazing line of rubs with FP Gourmet, and you get to kind of pick and choose, and, you know, they'll help put together a killer 3-pack of rubs for you, and you'll be an all-star in your kitchen, too. It's an awesome set of prizes. Again, if you want to get through and have your shot, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Indeed. Well, let's find out what's biting, Ricky.
You got it, man. It's time for our Catch Reporters. Today is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, with products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Crimp system has become the best way for you to make your own Spectra to Fluorocarbon or Mono Top Shots. It's easy, cost-effective, and it's time and big fish proven. Some commercially made Top Shots are as much as $50 or more. You can get the Sato Crimps and other supplies at your selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Longfin. And what a great thing to be doing right now when we all have a little bit of downtime.
Oh.
You could get your spools of fluorocarbon that you bought at Fred Hall, bust your Sato Crimp kit out. You can pre-make your wind-on leaders, put them all in some Ziplocs. You could have your whole season's worth
yeah.
of leaders and Top Shots done in a couple of nights sitting in the garage.
So. Yeah, perfect timing to do all those Sato Crimps for sure. You can get them, and you can get them at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com if
yep.
they run out, or you know,
Longfin, yeah,
yeah,
there's
Fisherman's Landing Tackle when they're open.
Exactly,
right,
yeah, a great time to battle. And speaking of great time, let's talk to our buddy, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, has got our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
A great time? Okay. We're going to make it up as best we can here. But, hey, great show. Mouth-watering show today, guys.
Yeah.
But, listening to you about all that good stuff here. But I got to tell you guys, I was absolutely shocked yesterday afternoon when I got that phone call about them shutting down San Diego Bay, man. That's
yeah.
Hard to believe. And, you know, and also it just made all the worse because of all that tuna fish that decided to show up just 20, 25, 30 miles from the point. I mean, you guys probably don't even want to hear about them, 30 to 70, 80, 90-pound bluefin foamers with biting fish just 25 miles from the point. I mean,
crazy.
There is just no justice. But this, too, will change.
Yeah,
it will
and
change.
And fish will be there when we're ready.
I
it's
hope.
Important to stay safe now.
Yeah, stay safe, everybody. at the islands there. A little bit of coverage here this week, mostly focused on rockfish. Guys uprooting around SBI there. Good cod fishing, a lot of reds up there as always. And Catalina, same deal, a lot of rockfish on both ends, east, west. You know, spots are loaded with no sport boat pressure here for most of the month now, too. So it's good cod fishing for the guys that made it over. Bass fishing is tough here right now. A lot of the islands kind of off color and washed out. I had a couple really expert anglers scouring the place here, and report was less than stellar, I'll tell you that for sure. Squid situation's absolutely grim. There's just virtually nothing around. And, you know, again, that'll change. You guys are going over there today. If you want to try and get out here before the weather, make sure you take some frozen with you. Locally, very few reports as expected, but do have to say congratulations to Vic Summers. Scored again on another great big sea bass here. It's first of the week there. I think it was 58 pounds. Vic is one of the best on them local sea bass. That's a beauty. And take note, guys, we got some weather coming. They are forecasting a strong southeast wind tomorrow, like the real deal, 20-plus knots. So I probably want to get out and use your boat a little bit today. And, you know, just like that San Diego thing, I was talking to the Orange County Sheriffs yesterday, and they said there is the likelihood that that same thing is going to happen up here soon. So it's just a sign of the times, guys, but be prepared for it.
Yeah, so get out today is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's kind of what they were hinting at, yeah.
Yeah, so things are not closed in L.A. and Orange County right now, because we have a lot of listeners that are in L.A. and Orange County. It is San Diego County.
Well, Cabrillo Launch Ramp is closed up there in Pedro, but I don't think the bays are closed.
The bays
but
are closed.
They hinted that they might be doing that.
Yeah, but Dana Point is still open and for now.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Newport
now,
is still open,
yeah.
And Huntington.
I would imagine those Dana guys ought to be capitalizing on all Ricky's bluefin down there. They probably load them boats up and get on down there and catch your fish, right?
Yeah, you're not. I mean, it is there for the taking. There's some unbelievable fishing that went down the last couple of days.
Yeah, so. No doubt about it. Yeah, Ricky's been showing me pictures. Like, oh my gosh,
yeah, pretty wild,
crazy. Yeah. Well, as we know, fishdope.com. Danny has been keeping you abreast of everything that's going on, including closures and such like that.
Yeah.
Danny's been fantastic, and $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use it now. $20 off. Using the code hookup now, lowercase, no space, hookup now is the code. And great time to put a bait tank in your boat. And Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we are normally actively engaged in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. There, the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. I have been working in the back room, you know, getting caught up on some stuff. The retail store is closed, guys. Sorry for the bait and tackle, day-to-day stuff. It's closed. You can call us, and we'll be happy to talk to you about tanks, and we are building tanks, although obviously a little slower than normal. But, yeah, it's crazy. That part of my world is pretty much normal still,
yeah.
Thank God.
Well, that's good. All right. So how do we get a hold of you, Mark?
Phone number is 714-840-4262, and the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com.
And you can pick out your tank on Pacific Edge Tackle. That website is so amazing.
Great.
For checking out what kind of tank's going to work on your boat and such like that. Did a great job with that, Mark. Thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you hopefully with better news next Saturday, Mark.
We're going to have something one way or another. I got a feeling we're going to have to dig deep, though, with this weather coming.
All right. Yeah, that's for sure. It's a lot of weather coming in. But toward the end of the week, you know, if things relax, it could happen. You never know.
Yeah.
I hope so.
It could happen.
For sure.
We'll see.
Sure.
Take care, guys.
Thanks,
right.
Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report today. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros, a fisherman's processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landing, but now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their amazing spices, rubs, the smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. And you can order online and have it shipped right to your door. Hey, this is a special treat during these trying times. They have some amazing summer specials going on. We heard Sean talk about it earlier.
Yeah.
The Fred Hall amazing specials that we've been talking about on Let's Talk Hookup are extended all the way through the end of the month. And I just think that's so cool, you guys. You're always out there to kind of take care of our community.
Yeah.
And
go
we sure
over those
appreciate
again
that.
On what those are, Sean.
Yeah, we have the show special, pound of.
Get right up on that mic there.
Pound of smoked fish. 3 packs of jerky, 3 packs of our cheese, our Applewood smoked cheese, $50. Lunch bag special, half pound of smoked fish, pack of jerky, pack of smoked cheese with that cool lunch bag, $25. 3 for $20 rub, any 3 for $20, any 10 for $60. We have our Wiggletail treats for the dogs. Don't forget your dogs are they're all upset you're at home all day. They're going, you got to give them a treat. We have a 3-pack for $25 on those. Those are normally, with tax, $10.72 a piece. So a 3-pack for $25 is a great deal.
Yeah.
We're doing online sales at FP Gourmet. And for every $25 order, we'll deliver to certain restricted zip codes for free. But we can also ship anywhere. So check us out on FP Gourmet, and if you can't get what you want over the online store, give the store a call. We're open from 10 to 2 every day.
Every day, 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Good for you guys.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. And, again, we want to remind you, when you call, be patient with Adam. Adam Klug is running the board, and he's doing the phone calls, so give him some time.
And he's been killing it.
Yeah, we're sure he's doing a great job.
Well, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973 is your chance. It's been a very busy morning. I believe the phones are all full right now, but there's going to be plenty of opportunity for you to get through in the second hour. Again, 833-288-0973. Mark and Santee, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Two things. Number one, about the harbor, they're not really trying to get you guys to, get us to stay out of the harbor for the social distancing or anything like that. They're trying to save their forces, if anyone gets hurt or anything, to go to other places. And number two, that's spaghetti. You make it with tuna? Because I've had spaghetti with anchovies and I never had it with tuna. Can you explain that?
Well, the spaghetti, we have had people tell us that they take our tuna burgers and crumble the tuna burgers up and brown that and use that as the meat inside spaghetti. But when I typically do it at home, I use Italian sausage. But you can use ground beef, ground pork, ground chicken, ground turkey, as part of your beef.
And you'll,
as well.
You'll season that with which of the...
Season it with a complete Italian. So, we just did a video that we released last night on our YouTube channel and our Instagram, IGTV, and shows you basically my secret family recipe that I've been doing spaghetti that, everybody loves. So,
nice.
So I'm sharing my secret family recipe, and it's really, it's nothing complicated. You take a jar of sauce and you kind of spice it up with a complete Italian, and you just kind of make it special.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's good. So how's that sound to you?
You in, Mark?
That sounds good.
Okay, very good, Mark. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, we talked, one of the things that you do is brine, right? And people love to smoke their own fish, and that requires brining the fish, right?
Correct.
So describe that process for us.
It's real easy. I only know how to use our brine.
Okay.
So I'm going to be plugging our brine here.
Your brine is made for smoking fish.
It's made for smoking fish. You can also do chicken. Or you can brine anything with our brine, but we develop it for fish. It's a bag of brine that we sell in the store for $9.95. It makes a gallon of brine. It takes between 3 and 4 hours to brine your fish. If you have a thin fish like yellowtail, you're going to go with the 3 hours. If you've got a chunky fish, kind of like a one-pound chunk of tuna, then you're going to want to go more on the four-hour side. You can do about 10 pounds per gallon, because you want your fish completely submerged in the brine, and then you can immediately use that brine for a second batch, another 10 pounds.
Oh.
You just add another hour to your soak time.
That's a good call. So if you're going to do, if you're going to do a big, full Traeger load. First, you do one, and then while number one is smoking, you could be brining number two.
Yeah, or you can just get everything brined and in the refrigerator, because you gotta create that pellicle before you go to the smoking. You're gonna probably put it in the refrigerator and let it start drying out in the refrigerator and get that kind of tacky surface that you want. Brine your second batch and then put it all on the Traeger in one load.
The brine is definitely like the secret or key ingredient to that fish coming out the way that you guys do it. You know, it's more than just taking a piece of fish and putting it in the smoker and expecting it to turn out like Fisherman's Processing does.
On our YouTube channel, we went from start to finish. We did a nice video showing every step of the process. The secret to making good smoked fish is brining your fish. If you've got your favorite brine, use it. You know, if you don't have one, try ours. It's really easy.
And the beauty of that is you literally buy, it's done. I mean, you rip the bag open, you pour it in your bucket, you add your water, you dump your fish in there.
That's it. That's what we're all about, making it easy.
That's cool.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Bruce? Bruce is calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Sean, I've been a customer since day one. And I've always been able to get red line in the past, but about the past year and a half, I've not been able to get any red line for my pups.
Well, if you bring us fish, you can request to get your red line back. You definitely can get yours back. We do have a lot of commercial fishermen that are relying on us for their bait, so we do try to hold back some red line for them to keep them going. But if you bring us fish and you want your red line back, you can have all your waste back if you want it. It's yours. So absolutely, if you want it, ask for it.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
What do you need that for?
He's feeding the dogs.
Feeding the dogs.
Feed my dogs.
Give them wiggle tail treats.
What's a wiggle tail treat?
Dehydrated, usually tuna skin, just a dehydrated skin.
And
yeah.
The dogs love it.
Dogs love it. It's full of omega oils, so it's great for their coat. The texture of them is great for their teeth and their gum line. So it's just a really good treat.
Our dog is like aware of what Sean's booth is like at any of the events or anything like that we go to. Our dog was beelining over for Sean, knowing that there's probably like a sample of a wiggletail treat around there somewhere. We give them to her all the time. Like, and I mean, like, skin's one of those really good things for the dog's coat, and it's a healthy, and it's one of those things.
Good chew.
Yeah, you know where it is. Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah. All right. We very like good. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones,
Rick.
You
got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Harry, who's calling from Chula Vista this morning. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was very disturbed to hear the news about the bay closing this morning and being able to go out in the ocean. I've suffered in the past. In 2017, I was in the hospital for a month and 5 days in the ICU for my immune system being challenged, and also I had a part of my colon removed last year. So I'm one of this part of the population that's very compromised by different bacteria or viruses going around. But this call about the bay really upsets me. It sounds like they're not doing it out of a health concern, more out of other concerns, perhaps. And I'd like to know how they made this decision, who made it, and was it a collective decision of a body, or a group of supervisors, or who made it, and in what situations they would make this kind of call. I just want to offer to anybody out there.
I wish we had answers to that, it's a County of San Diego call. It was the County of San Diego that put the proclamation out. It wasn't the port. It wasn't
the Coast Guard. What does that mean? Does that mean the supervisors voted on it? Or who in the county department
made
that
kind of decision?
You'll
have to call the county and find out. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I want to offer anybody who wants to boost their immune system, because that's what's fighting this. I think we have trillions of viruses and bacteria out there. But that's how we've survived as a human species. We've been able to fight off these bacteria and viruses. And to boost your immune system, vitamin A in carrot juice, vitamin C, and vitamin D, especially D3, will help boost your immune system. And I can tell when I have to go outside to go to the store to get some food, And I can tell my immune system is fighting things. And so it's real important to keep your immune system strong, because that's
all
what's
right.
going
well,
to keep you
healthy. All right,
well, thanks
for that. We appreciate that very much. And eating a lot of fish, too, is good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the calls.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Matt? Matt's calling us from Newport this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. During this time that we're all sequestered, I recommend going on to Yanni's site at Fisherman's Belly. Some of the pictures look intimidating, but he really has recipes simple and easy. And an earlier question about four-year-old tuna. I don't know about that old, but cut into half-inch pieces, boiling water with salt and lemon juice. Very salty, like the ocean, lemon juice. Cook it, and then make tuna fish out of it. It's the best tuna fish you've ever had. Anyway, that's all on Yanni's site.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah, so older tuna, you just make it like into like a canned tuna or a tuna spread or something like that.
Nice. I was thinking of a Yanni thing, like a combo of what Yanni was saying and Kristen was saying. When we had Mark asking about yellowtail or tuna and spaghetti, I remember Yanni did a how to make meatballs, like for a bongada soup.
A bongadas, yeah.
And he was using yellowtail to make the meatballs. And I was thinking, man, you could take those meatballs, season with the Italian, if you wanted fish to be the protein in your spaghetti, you know, you could learn how to make those yellowtail meatballs there and then season them like you would, you know, do a traditional Italian type thing on
that. How do you like that idea, Kristen?
Yeah. That'll work.
Yeah. Is that Italian approved?
That's Italian approved.
Okay. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yeah. Don't forget fishermansbelly.com. He's got a lot of great recipes. We also have a lot of Yanni's recipes, like the one he did last week on the stuffed lobster.
Yeah.
It's on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the angler's table section of letstalkhookup.com. Just go to there, and that all those recipes are on there. So check it out. And you guys on fpgourmet.com have a bunch of recipes on there too, right?
Yeah, the easiest way to get them is probably our YouTube channel, which is Fisherman's Processing, all
Fisherman's
one word.
Processing.
You know, so we have all the videos that we've done for the cooking are on there.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of work.
We'll keep adding to them.
And,
so.
Yeah. And I gotta just throw it out again. I know we've talked about it, but the YouTube videos that you guys do are awesome. They're start to finish. They're all things that we all have in our house or in our garage already. They're not, you know, you're not cooking in some amazing gourmet, you know, kitchen that none of us have access to. What I'm getting at is, like, it's all things that we can do at home, and you guys do a really good job with the videos. They're edited well. They're easy to follow. They're really, really fun. I highly recommend everybody going and checking them out.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
Brian in Harupa Valley is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, everyone. I got the cheese pack at the Fred Hall show, and my wife really liked it. And I made some Hasselback chicken the other night with some ham and smoked Gouda. But the question I had is about the processing. I was wondering how you guys keep from contaminating the fillets with the guts, and if you gill and gut it before you fillet it, or do they actually fillet it with the guts in the fish, or do they rinse the fillets off, or how do they do that? Your fillets come out so clean and fresh.
I know, right?
Well, part of that is this day and age, it's done on the boat for the most part. The gill and guts are removed by the time we get the fish. But if they're not, when we fillet a fish, you don't cut into the entrails or into the guts of the fish. You keep that all intact, and when you pull the head off of the fish, that comes all out with it. So by the time we're cutting into the meat, all that stuff's already gone. So that's how we keep from contaminating the meat with that. And, of course, rinsing the table often, like almost every fish.
You use fresh water?
We use fresh water. Rinse the table. We use fresh water. If some scales or something get on the fillet, just rinse your fish. It's not going to ruin your fish if you give it a quick rinse to clean off some scales or something.
So
like that.
I've heard in the past that salt water is better than fresh water to use. Is that true, or is that just a old wives' tale?
I know a lot of people, you know, think about salt water, but we don't have access to that.
Yeah.
I mean, you certainly wouldn't want us to use the bay water.
No.
So, let's talk about what salt water are you using to start with. But out in the middle of the ocean, maybe salt water might be nice, but it doesn't hurt your filet to rinse it real quick and then wipe that water clean off, you know, wipe it clean.
Pat it down with
wipe it off. You don't want it to soak in fresh water or salt water.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. What you guys produce is what widely known as the gold standard in, you know, the best care of your fish. So if you're using, you know, a little quick shot of fresh water to rinse your filet, clearly it doesn't hurt it, because every piece that I've ever pulled out of Fisherman's Processing has been killer, you know. So, like, I think that's the best call. Use it in moderation and, what, you know, pat it down with a paper towel. You're back to.
I've always said keep a clean filet table, and your use of water will really go down on, you know, as far as putting it on your fish.
Yeah, keep your table clean, keep your knife clean, and you'll have a whole lot less that you need to wipe off.
Exactly.
Good call. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Been a very busy morning, and the phones have been very busy. A great opportunity for you to get through right now. 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we'll take those phone calls and a lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
Okay, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. We're here with Sean and Christian in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here and in Point Loma, and having a great time talking fishing and talking eating fish here.
And just now, fish tacos.
We haven't even ventured into fish tacos.
We have not.
Yeah. So here's a guy on the line right now that is a fish taco aficionado, and that is Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey.
Hey, Ron.
Hey.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. How are you?
Are you guys at the office?
We're at the world headquarters.
Let's talk hookup. That's right. It's a good thing we got our surf in yesterday, Ron.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Yeah, I'm not supposed to talk about that, though.
That's right. We're not talking about that.
Well, we did wear our masks.
Yes, we did. Social distancing, too.
Hey, the reason I called in is I am such a fan of these two you got on the show today. I just had that rockfish again that we caught the other day, Pete, and I'm telling you, nobody does it like they do. And I heard you guys talking about it, and if you want to do honor to some fish, take them to them, and they're going to hook you up with the best. I just can't believe it.
So what's your favorite?
I think that pan frying the rock cod with butter and when it caramelizes, you flip it up on top with a spoon. I watched a YouTube video, and so it's seared on either side, and then, you know, it just, that butter just, oh. I had some the other day that I just went, and Debbie looked at me, and she goes, "This is really good."
Yeah. And you're not the chef in the house. You've got two chefs. So
it's
Kristen,
hard to keep up with those two.
You know, rock cod, rockfish, mm-hmm. Very mild filet. Mm-hmm. What kind of spice rub are you going to put on that?
You can actually go anywhere because it is a very nice flaky fish that is really tender, and so it can be very versatile. So if you want to use it for tacos, you can use the Baja, the taste of Baja, to make, you know, season that up and then crumble it into a taco. If you want to do the lemon herb and, you know, and kind of get a little more of an actual meal filet, you could serve it that way too. So, you know, your options are open. So it's kind of whatever flavor that you want.
Taste of Baja got to be the most popular for fish taco making.
Have
to guess.
For tacos, perfect. For sure.
Yeah, indeed. And Ron, we talked earlier about the fact that Fastlane Kayaks is closed, but you're open, right?
Yeah, we're making house calls, and we're also curbside deliveries. We delivered a Pro Angler 360 last night. It was great. The guy just drove up, slid it right in. We have a how-to video that we emailed to him, and it's kind of good. It's working.
It's working. That's cool.
If anybody needs a kayak, boy, give me a call.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Traeger grills and Traeger supplies too. You could do the same thing for the Traeger, right? Because Sean was making everybody
absolutely.
Talk hungry about Traeger stuff.
Yeah. Hey, the reason I called though was, the other day when we caught all those rockfish and I loaded them in my van, I drove up Rosecrans and I went by your new location to see, you know, maybe the lights were on or something. And I just noticed how easy it was to pull, to make that left, and you can pull right in. And I was amazed. I think it's easier to get to. Is that something you guys are thinking about?
Oh, I completely agree with you. You can pull right in. It's super easy. Our Liberty Station location had its time and place, and now it's turned into chaos in there, and it's hard to get to us through the traffic of schools and churches and everything going on in that area. This new location, I mean, you just can drive right to the door. I mean, literally, like, just a couple lights are in your way, and that's it. You're in there.
So where is the new location?
It's on the corner of Taylor Street and Pacific Highway, right across the street from the famous Perry's Breakfast Cafe.
Yeah.
Right across the street. It used to be a fireplace store. A lot of people remember it as a fireplace store. Right on the corner, we've got parking.
Across from the Old Town Station.
Yes, right across Taylor Street.
Yeah, Taylor Street. And so when is that going to happen?
We should be up and running by June 1st.
June 1st. Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Wow.
So, but in the meantime, you'll be at Liberty Station.
We're at Liberty Station until then, and we're going to try to make it a seamless transition from one location to the next. Definitely you'll get the word through Let's Talk Hookup. We'll make sure everybody knows when that transition happens, but it's probably going to be right around June 1st.
All right. All right, Ron.
Well, I was so stoked at how easy it was. I thought it was, like, right away, I thought it was easier to get, you know, navigate up Rosecrans and just and keep going straight and then make that left. And, God, you're right in the parking lot. And then when you leave, you're just right back go over to SeaWorld and just hop right on the freeway.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. And getting out of there is a lot easier. You can jump on 8 East and head over to 163 or 15, whichever, if you need to do that. Or you can easily jump, like, right SeaWorld Drive to 5 North. It's super easy.
Yeah. All of your, you know, Orange County customers and people up to 5 are going to be so stoked. It's just it's just a better facility than what was before.
Absolutely.
Not where you weren't wasn't great. This is just the next step up.
And a great place to go have breakfast while you're waiting.
Yeah.
Right across the street. Right. It's perfect.
Fairies, right?
Yes. Even have a picture of Marty. Surprised.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, great time. So if you want to get a kayak, you want to get a Traeger grill, Traeger grill supplies, we just give you a call. Call the store, right?
Just call the store. Yep. Debbie and I got the phones at home. We'll just zip down there, open it up, and meet you right out front. It's real simple.
All right. And what's the phone number, Ron?
Give us a call at 619-222-0766.
All right.
I want to back up the first thing that Ron said. If you want to really honor, like, the catch that you did, you know, that you made, whether from a long-range trip or a private boat trip, Fisherman's Processing is, like, the final step. You know, we're all so into fish care now, bleeding and icing and spiking and doing all those things. Like, the final high-end thing you can do is drop it off to somebody like Sean and Raymond and have those guys give it the final treatment, because it's just a professional job that's just elevated from what we can do, you know, on our boat or in our garage.
For sure. Thanks, Ron.
Well, I know in my case, I end up with a lot more fish when I do that.
There's no question. Yeah.
Right.
There's no question about that. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. And hey, thank you for being open, too. Thank you for providing a service to our listeners for Fastlane Kayaks there. Appreciate that. The store actually not open, but just call and they'll open for you.
By appointment.
Yeah, by appointment. Very
perfect.
Good. Thanks for the call,
guys.
Ron. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron.
Good job.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, right?
Well, we're going to jump in for sure. They're packed up. If you want to get your chance, 833-288-0973.
Yeah, and what do you get to win?
Boy, you are not kidding. Today at the end of the show, we're giving away a brand new 10-inch Fish Pro Series knife from Anza Knives.
$195 knife.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tool that you will probably have for the rest of your life. If you're not a guy like Sean where you're cutting, you know, where they measure what they cut in tons a day, you know, if you're not that guy, this is going to last you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's an amazing tool and a beautiful knife from our friends at Anza. A 10-inch Fish Pro Series knife, and you're going to get 3 packs of rubs from Fisherman's Processing and FP Gourmet. A really, really cool prize.
Hey, I have a question about sharpening again, and we talked about that. The high carbon steel sharpens better because you can put more of a finer edge on it, right?
Correct.
All right. How, and so you were talking about what degree?
18 degrees.
How do you know 18 from 15? That's what I want to know.
Well, our,
how do we know, or how does Sean know? Because those are two different things.
Yeah.
Our wet wheel has an actual gauge that I can set 18 degrees on.
Oh.
So that's how I know it's 18 degrees. My rule of thumb is, think about it like having those of you that remember what matchbooks are, but a matchbook underneath your knife if you're on a whetstone. Mm-hmm. So about, you know, you're going to have the back half of the knife, the spine of the knife, about a quarter inch off the stone, and that's about 18 degrees on your whetstone.
Okay, so about a matchbook style.
Yeah.
And so then just how do you do? Put your thumb under and just run it across?
Yeah, I set it with my thumb, and then I run the knife across the whetstone with my thumb kind of set in the angle.
Okay, that's about 18 degrees.
Yeah, my thumb or my fingertips, either way, which will get comfortable so you can run the whole length of the knife and not lose that angle.
Do you guys do, or have you thought about doing knife sharpening for people, like somebody drops knives off and pick them up the next day or anything like that?
We've been asked. Honestly, we just
we
just don't have time usually.
Yeah,
we're pretty busy, you know. This time of year, yeah, maybe we should do that. You know, like let's open this up right now. But yeah,
I got you.
Generally speaking, we don't. And you know, it's a tough
sure.
call.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of labor involved for what you would have to charge. It'd be difficult to tell somebody, like, look, we got a lot of time. We have to stop cutting fish to make this happen.
And there is knife sharpening companies that are just set up. They can just,
just
get take care of you real fast. Or it's like we're set up to fillet fish. They're set up to sharpen knives.
You got it.
Indeed. All right. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and Sean and Kristen. How's everybody?
Hi, Bart.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
This is just a testimonial, and I'm giving it because it happened last night. We, you know, it's Lent, and we're Catholics, and so we try not to eat meat on Fridays. And so we've been having all this wonderful fish that comes out of Fisherman's Processing that's in my freezer and in perfect condition. But I was going to make tacos, and a special recipe I have, and I found some rockfish in there. Now, here's the thing. I don't remember the last time I went rock fishing, so I don't really know how old it was. But we took them out, put them in the paper, let it defrost. I seared it in olive oil. I made a slaw of a kind of a sweet slaw with red cabbage. I made kind of a spicy tequila marinade for a little bit, 20 minutes. I did that fish on one side. It got it, turned it over, took it off the fire, took my marinade with some vegetables and serrano chilies in it, and it was slightly sweet and slightly spicy, and it was so good that it never made it to our tortilla. It's unbelievable.
That's cool.
I mean, just I don't know how that's possible, but I mean, this was years old. I don't know how many years old, but it was years old, and it was really delicious. And Jenny goes, "Boy, this is really good." I was, "Yeah, it's really good."
And that's the cool thing about the spices and rubs that you guys have developed is it makes cooking easy, right?
And tasty.
Yeah, and tasty, yeah.
And the longevity at a Fisherman's Processing. I mean, if Bart went fishing that day and cut his fish and threw it in a Ziploc and threw it in the freezer, it would have been a freezer burn thing that he would have thrown away. Or at least that's how it would have gone at my house. But instead, it was, you know, taken care of the way that you guys do it and probably in a 5-mil bag, and you open that thing back up and you have a killer dinner instead of a waste.
Yeah, you just
Rick, that exactly happened because when I reached in there to get that, I found some of the fish that I took home and I filleted, and I'm good with a knife, and it was completely crap, and I threw that out.
I get it.
Yeah, Rick, you just nailed it with that 5-mil bag. That is an incredible upgrade you can make. It's only 10 cents a pound more, and it will make your fish so much better for so long. That is just everybody should just switch to 5-mil as far as I'm concerned.
Sean got me on that a couple years ago, and the biggest difference is we have a chest freezer, so things are stacked on top of other things just because that's the way that it is. And when you're looking to get something and you're rummaging around through moving stuff to the left side of the freezer to get what's on the right, or we want to get halibut, but that's underneath all the tuna, whatever that scenario may be, it's rummaging around that seems like it would pop the seals or, you know. We noticed a difference after a year or so of what was in 3-mil definitely didn't hold like the 5-mil did. It is a noticeable difference. I think if you had an upright freezer where you can see where everything's at, it might be different, but we're chest freezer people where things are always going to be stacked on top of others. 5-mil, like, is the difference.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly the case where the 5-mil is so important, is digging through the freezer. It's basically like a little block of glass in a plastic bag by the time it gets frozen.
So the difference is a 3-mil versus a 5-mil. So your standard order is a 3-mil bag.
And it's a perfectly good bag.
Yeah.
But you got to be gentle with it. You got to mind that it's a fairly thin piece of plastic.
Yeah.
But in the 5-mil, obviously almost twice as thick.
Yeah.
But it is so much more durable.
And so when you place your order, bring your fish to Fisherman's Processing, or on the long-range boats, you drop the fish off at the landings, how do you get the 5-mil bag?
Just definitely mention if my staff doesn't ask you if you want 3 or 5-mil, definitely mention you want 5-mil.
And how much more for 5-mil?
It's only 10 cents a pound more.
10 cents a pound more.
It's so worth it.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Melanie's the one who always does our orders at the landing, and there's never been a time when she hasn't just said, hey, you want 3 or 5. But like you said, it's probably good practice just to keep it in mind.
Make sure
the standard is
3, but
standard is
you have to ask for the 5.
Yeah, default is 3 if you don't say anything, and we don't ask. Yeah. You'll get a 3-mil. But if you want the 5-mil, just ask for it.
Yeah, well worth the pause. Hey, Bart, enjoy the fish. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Paul. He's calling us from Bellflower this morning. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sean, Kristen, Pete, and Rick. How's everybody doing?
We're hanging in there. How are you?
Yes. Hanging in there as well. Hey, so my question is, if I'm a private boater and let's say I'm in Long Beach or Dana Point or whatever, what do I have to do? Just drive my fish down there and hand it over to you folks, or what? How does it work?
I'd say definitely give us a call and make sure we have a heads up before you make that long drive. I don't want you to make that drive and you know, show up and our doors are closed for some reason, give us a call, give us a heads up. We'll make sure that the doors are open. And then just a funny suggestion, but people are doing it. Throw it in the back of an Uber and send it, send the Uber down. People are doing that. They put the ice chest and
that's
fish.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
And they just Uber it. You don't have to be in the car with it. You just Uber it right to our door. Make sure we're there to receive it. But Uber it down and we'll get the cooler. We'll put your name on it. We'll fillet your fish. And when you pick up your fish, you'll get your cooler back.
Yeah.
That's such a good call.
Good idea.
Or how about you just Uber it back?
Yeah.
Well, I do that too. I can put it in your ice chest and Uber it right back to you.
That's pretty cool.
Hey,
I like it.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Awesome. Appreciate that.
All right, let's keep it rolling. This time we're going to talk to John. John's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I was wondering, now, when you put a spice rub on beef, you put it on for like 24 hours beforehand, and that pulls some of the moisture out. Do you do the same with fish, or does it take as long? Because I've always done wet marinade with fish.
Well, you can, with your beef especially, you know, season it up and, you know, let it sit in the fridge for 24 hours. But I don't usually plan that far in advance, so I usually just rub it up right before I cook it. It might sit for maybe half an hour as it comes up to room temperature before the Traeger's ready to go, and then you pop it on the Traeger and sear it and everything. But with fish I always do right before I cook it. So,
all right.
Good tip.
Okay.
Very good. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. So, cooking fish, what's your favorite fish to cook, Chris?
I like salmon. You know, the great thing about salmon is because it's so oily, you can't screw it up. If you cook it a little over, it's not going to be totally dry. With yellowtail, because it's very lean, you have to be very careful and make sure that you don't overcook it. You want to take it off as soon as it reaches 145.
Yeah. Now, on your fish that you have at the market there, you get fresh fish once in a while? Is kind of how it works, John?
We haven't had fresh fish in a while because a lot of people aren't fishing that we buy from. I know I'll put a little plug out there. Chula Seafood's doing a good job of having fresh fish available to everybody. What we have at the shop right now is fresh frozen, what that means is we got it in fresh and immediately froze it.
Gotcha.
We have some swordfish and some yellowtail available that's been fresh frozen. And same with our steaks.
When you freeze it, you freeze it in 5 mil?
We do.
Okay.
All of our market fish is in 5 mil, even the smoke and jerky.
Okay.
The fun thing in the summertime when you guys do your fresh fish is like Sean hand picks, you know, this fish or that fish, you know, this commercial guy went out and caught that fish this day, and so that's what's available in the market. You know, you don't necessarily always have the same thing. You know, your menu or whatever, what you're offering of fish, you know, changes by the day or by the week because you pick out, like, okay, well, that one looks really good. We're going to take that yellowtail. Like, that's the best thing that we could be offering today. And tomorrow that yellowtail might be gone, and so, you know, it might be a halibut or whatever it may be. Like, you kind of hand pick your fresh fish for the case.
We do. We pride ourselves that we use our local commercial guys.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's good. Now, speaking of fresh halibut, I was at Portland Loma Seafoods last week and had fresh Alaskan halibut.
Oh,
fresh. I'm telling you, they had it. I mean, it's not cheap, but I'm going to tell you, it's fresh Alaskan halibut. It was unbelievable.
It's the best.
Yeah, we sauteed that up. So, a mild fish like halibut, what would you use?
The lemon herb. You know, the lemon herb is just so good and so versatile. Mm-hmm. It's very, well, it's herby.
Yeah.
So, you know, it gives the fish a chance to shine.
Yeah.
But it gives you just enough flavor where it makes it special.
Yeah. That's one of your go-tos.
That's one of the go-tos. It's delicious on potatoes, too.
Oh, okay.
Halibut, are you more often cooking that on the barbecue, on the Traeger? Are you pan-searing it? Like, okay.
Hot oven.
Okay.
So I put the oven about 400 degrees, and, you know, that way it cooks it. It cooks it fast. And so it kind of gets a little crusty around the outside.
Nice.
But, you know, you use that internal thermometer and, you know, check it as soon as it reaches 145. You take it out.
There you go. All right.
Sounds good.
Well, let's try and sneak in another phone call.
Okay,
here,
you got it, man. How about we talk to John? Call us from Upland. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, on your brine, you said it's a two-time use. Can you do a first batch one day and then save it and do the batch another day?
Yeah, you don't want to do that because now you've you've contaminated, let's call it, with fish. So you got your fish oils and stuff all in your brine now. You do not want that to sit. You want to keep it under 40 degrees between each use. So if you're going to do it, I'd only recommend using it back-to-back, keeping it under 40 degrees throughout the process.
So keep it, when you're brining it, you need to keep it in the refrigerator.
Well, you'll see in our video, we actually put it in the sink and just surround the pot with ice.
Oh, okay.
That's a nice way. Or you can, if you have a cooler that you can put the pot in, you can surround it with ice and then have your fish soaking in.
But you don't want to just put the brine in and set it out.
No, it's got to stay under 40 degrees throughout the process.
That's for?
To keep the bacteria growth.
Keep the bacteria growth.
Down.
And then you dump that out.
Yeah, after you do the two loads, and you just go ahead and dump it out.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I think we can sneak in one more, Rick.
All right. How about we talk to Tom from Temecula? Good morning, Tom. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Morning, guys. Question for you, Sean. I know I've used a wet brine for smoking fish for years, and just recently I've gone to a dry brining process where you basically put the seasoning on top of the fish and let it set for a period of time and then rinse that seasoning off, let the fish develop a patina on it, and then smoke it. Have you guys experimented at all doing that?
No, we've stuck to our wet brine. It works for us. I know.
And that's the same brine that you sell is the same brine you guys use.
It's exactly what we use in the shop for our fish, our shop fish. But we've never even used a dry brine. I know a lot of people have success with it, and they like it. But since we're having success with our wet brine, we don't want to change what we're doing. Everybody seems to like it, and it's easy to work with.
The not broke, don't fix it rule.
And so, and thanks a lot for the call, Tom. Appreciate that. So with the wet brine, you buy the package of wet brine, right? And do you use the whole thing, or do you just use depending on how much fish?
Yeah, if you're only going to do like 5 pounds or something, you can split what's in the bag, split it into two, and only use half a gallon of water in that case.
Okay.
So split the recipe in half. There's bay leaves in there. Just try to split everything, and there's some cloves. If you don't want to pick it through the cloves and bay leaves, what you can do is just split it in half real easy and then add a little bay leaves and cloves to each side to make to make sure you have all the ingredients.
Giving out the secrets.
Well, you can see them in there. It's not too much of a secret.
What's the cost on the bag of brine?
$9.95.
$10. I'm ripping it, throwing it in a bag, and calling it a day.
And that'll do up to 10 pounds?
You can actually do 20 pounds if you do if you use it twice. And just so everybody knows, we're not out price gouging anybody on all of our store products. We are trying to keep it.
It's a community thing.
You're not going to spend more at our shop than you would at, Vaughn's or something.
Yeah.
We try to be very fair with our pricing.
Yeah, and you can get stuff.
And you get stuff. Like toilet paper and paper towels.
You guys weren't doing this to score a bunch of money in this thing. This was like a hookup for your extended family.
That's actually exactly how it started was our family's like, can you get this? Can you get that? And that comes up with a good suggestion is any listeners want to email me or DM us on social media, anything that you need or want that we can, you suggest it to us, and we'll try to find it for you, and we'll put it in the store.
That's cool.
There you go.
Yep.
All right.
We dig it. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy has got himself a brand new Anza Fish Pros knife and a 3-pack of those great rubs. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore.
At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more.
Time the big winner of the Fish Pro Series knife, the three-pack of Great Rub, is going to Paul in Bellflower. Paul, congratulations. You are going to love your goods.
Indeed. And thank you, Sean and Kristen. Great job. Again, if somebody wants FP Gourmet or Fisherman's Processing, give us the details.
If you want to reach us on Instagram, you can reach us at fp.gourmet. And on Instagram, Instagram is fp.gourmet. And then for Fisherman's Processing would be fisherman_processing. And Facebook, Fisherman's Processing, all one word. And then for Facebook, fpgourmet.themarket. And if you want to reach us at YouTube, the YouTube channel is Fisherman's Processing, again, all one word. And then you could always reach us at the shop at the phone number there.
It's a great social media follow. You guys are always updating, always adding stuff, lots of fun knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sean.
Our phone number is 619-255-3128, and my email is Sean, S-E-A-N, at fishermansprocessing.com. You can email us or call us. Email is a really good way to get a hold of us right now since we're at home more than at the shop.
All right. Yeah, well, cool. So, again, shop is open 10 to 2, 7 days a week.
7 days a week, 10 to 2.
And you have staples.
We have pantry staples, and we have all of our usual, don't forget all of our show specials that we're continuing through April.
You got orders while we were on the air.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Our online store is open 24/7, so you can order online, and we usually ship it out to you the next day, unless the next day is Sunday.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's cool. And the convenient location of Liberty Station right now, but soon to be over right across from Perry's Cafe, across from the Old Town Center there.
Yep, Taylor Street and PCH.
Yeah, that's going to be June.
That should be right at the beginning of June.
We'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Cook-Up about what's happening as far as where.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, everybody will know.
All right, Kristen, thank you for doing such a great job of making it easy for people to cook at home. Great idea, Sean, to do this, and we appreciate you guys very much.
Thank you for having us.
All right, and we appreciate you out there, too. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., a great show with the one and only Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing. He's going to be talking fishing and bluefin and more tomorrow morning. Thanks to Adam in the studio. They're handling all the stuff, as he does. We appreciate that very much. And, of course, Adam Clark, our other Adam, doing all the great stuff for our Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Check out the Let's Talk Hookup app for all the archives and more information on Let's Talk Hookup. And, of course, subscribe to our email blast, too, right there, too. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.